The normal look of the arm competes with the feel of the phantom. The first effect of this is that a deformed phantom may straighten out. A paralyzed phantom may move. Eventually, there may be no more phantom at all. Ramachandran speaks here, with characteristic humor, of the first successful amputation of a phantom limb, and of how, if the phantom is extinguished, its pain must also go, for if there is nothing to embody it, then it can no longer survive. Mrs. Gradgrind, in Hard Times, asked if she had a pain, replied, "There is a pain somewhere in the room, but I cannot be sure that I have got it." But this was her confusion, or Dickens's joke, for one cannot have a pain except in oneself. Can equally simple tricks assist patients with anosognosia, patients who cannot recognize one of their sides as their own? Here, too, Ramachandran finds, mirrors may be of great use in enabling such patients to reclaim the previously denied side as their own, though in other patients, the loss of leftness, the bisection of one's body and world, is so profound that mirrors may induce an even deeper, through the looking-glass confusion, a groping to see if there is not someone lurking behind or in the mirror. Ramachandran is the first to describe this mirror agnosia. It is a